It's Saturday Night Live, 13 13 32 is my number. We're doing a little bit of radio fun, why not? And with me in the studio is Rob Kennedy. Rob, you work with quite a few people, including, remember we got on air and he went around Australia on the networks from Channel 9, the weather guy, Brian Bury. You work with Brian?
Yes, Brian was here for a lot of years, starting off down at Miller Street, North Sydney, and then up here to the building two doors down from where we are now. Brian was one of the, you know, the what you see was what you got. That's Brian right. was always friendly and had this sort of show busy thing about him as he walked around and saying good day and all the rest.
Yeah, Brian Bury, lovely guy.
B.B. King is with me this afternoon. You love singing the songs you do. I always get the feeling that when you start to entertain, you're having a great time just like the rest of us.
There we are, Brian. Hey, he's on the Gold Coast now, I do believe. He lives on the Gold Coast. He did quite a few years at 4BC also. But, of course, you've talked about lottery tickets as a way of paying people. In the days of this man, John Laws...
You're listening to The Long John Show on the Brighter 2UE. We've got $24 to give away if this is your car registration number, BJR010. BJR010. If the owner of this vehicle or somebody in the family phones 2UE within 30 minutes, the $24 is yours. BJR010. B for Bruce, J for John, R for Roger.
Oh dear. They were good days, were they?
The number plates, the stickers on your bumper bar, all those sorts of competitions that we used to have back then. And you'd be asked to walk as you were driving around doing news. If you spotted a car with a 2UE sticker on it, then you'd write down the number plate and send it back to promotions and they could read out the number plate.
I've got a 4BC sticker here, which I might hold up to the camera. In our studios, here we go on the net, so we've got some upgraded cameras at the moment. And just... I'll try and find it and put it up there and let you have a look at it. Yeah, the car stickers. And, of course, you covered some excellent stories. But let's talk about shenanigans. I've come across a newsreader who was reading a bulletin in the old days when they had paper. Now they just read it off a screen. And someone actually put a match to it. And as they were reading, the news copy was being burnt. Did anything like that happen in your day in news?
Happily, I never had anyone set fire to copy. But there was an announcer here called Peter Bosley, and I'm sure lots of 2UE listeners remember the Drive Time Boz, and Boz then went on to do sport. And in the old building at Miller Street, the news booth fronted right onto Studio A. You were almost nose up against the glass, and then the panel for Studio A was next door to you. So Peter was just a couple of feet away through two sheets of glass. His favourite trick was to get a pair of headphones and put them across his chest like a defibrillator, and you'd be halfway through some copy and suddenly you'd see Peter's body leap up into the air as he had this big shock from the defibrillator, and then it would sink slowly, slowly, slowly under the desk. So that was one of his party tricks. But the days of setting fire to copy happily bypassed me.
Yeah. I've come across a story that you've broke right around Australia, so I want to share it with everyone. This is Rob Kinney.
Smith was jubilant as his gondola touched gently onto a cow paddock just outside the hamlet of Tabulum is an absolute understatement.
I believe it! We've done it! How hard was it? Bloody hard!
It seemed like everyone from the town turned out to greet the balloon and its passengers as it set down in the hill country west of Lismore. The white balloon had looked golden as it floated in, the setting sun a wonderful backdrop. Sand sprayed out as ballast was jettisoned, then out came a rope, and townspeople gently guided the craft away from a gully and onto level ground. There to greet Smith was his wife Pip, tears of relief flooding out as they hugged and kissed. Dick Smith says this will be his absolute last adventure. His wife isn't so sure. Robert Kinney at Tabulum on the state's far north coast.
You certainly got around, didn't you?
That was the last time I ever had to knock on someone's door to ask to use a telephone. Because Tabulum, if you Google Earth this is a little tiny town way up in the hill country behind Lismore, and nothing worked up there. Two ways, and it was in a paddock. It was some distance away from anywhere. And because, you know, we were the first ones there, we had the story. So the next thing, of course, is to get it to air. Ran up the street about 200 metres, knocked on a front door of a house there, and no one answered. And I thought, I'm in trouble now. What am I going to do? They must be down there at the balloon. So I knocked again and knocked again. And just as I was thinking, I wonder if they'd mind if I just came in and used their telephone anyway and left some money, I heard this clunk, clump, clump, clump coming down. And it was a gentleman who had been disabled and he was coming down on crutches. And he kindly let me in. And I did the old, you know, reverse charge call to 2UE in Sydney and filed that story from his lounge room.
Oh, good on you. We are celebrating on Saturday Night Live for the first little bit of the show. 90 years of 2UE broadcasting and also radio in general.